Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's the big man. What's up, B? How you been, stranger?
Brian Jones!
Damn, y'all philosophizing today, man. Wow. That's some good stuff, though. But Carl, man, you told us the name of that dude when you were asking him whether or not he was ready for Game 5, but you didn't tell us the name of that fraulein you were querying about Game 5. What's her name?
You're a fool, man. Brian Jones, you see him on CBS, guys, college football, and Brian joins us here to talk some football with us. First of all, it's your first visit this season. We wanted to give you a little time to digest everything that's been going on. So just give me a general synopsis of what's what, because Michigan's not real. Bama's good, but Clemson, are they better? I mean, what do you think of the Dawgs? Give me a general synopsis as we start.
Oh, I like the way you roll into that, because I was going to jump on both of y'all for having me on here at the middle of the season. I haven't heard from y'all for the last month and a half, but that's all right. I'm going to let that slide. I would agree with your assessment with Clemson. We knew coming in they had to fill a lot of holes on the defensive side of the ball, and they're still sitting there unscathed. And just like they've done in the last 4 or 5 years since they embarked on this incredible run, they always – have a moment where there's an obstacle, or they stub their toe, or they just get past a team that should probably beat them, whether it was Pitt that did beat them, or NC State that almost knocked them off. Syracuse knocked them off, and Syracuse probably should have knocked them off a season ago as well. So we've seen them do this time and time again, but they're able to overcome it. And coming off a bye week, it's going to be interesting to see which team shows up. You got those pups on defense that you're trying to develop and hopefully at some point grow into K-9, so that's still – they're still in the process of doing that. Offensively, I think that's where we've been scratching our head, because there has not been that formidable attack that we witnessed a year ago and the seasons prior to 2018. So that's where they need to get right. We saw Texas A&M go in there and shut down their running game. And that's a disappointing team, to answer your question as well. Texas A&M, I thought they'd be more formidable foe coming into this season. I pegged the SEC West as the deepest, as it is each and every year, but even more so this year. And I thought A&M would be in that number, along with Auburn and LSU and, of course, Alabama. So they've been disappointing. They can change the narrative this weekend if they get a win versus Bama. I don't foresee that happening. Michigan still woes on offense. That was old school Big Ten football last week between them and Iowa, but too many down mistakes. All the turnovers for Iowa, three interceptions for Stanley, and here's the guy that's supposed to be the senior with a ton of confidence, and he played like he was a true freshman out there. And three interceptions, he had none coming in, 8 penalties, they had 8 sacks they allowed. It was just woeful as far as Iowa. I give their defense a lot of credit, but offensively, Stanley, if he wasn't underthrowing them, he was overthrowing them, and we'll see what happens versus Penn State. And I'm anxious to watch Penn State, see what they're really working with. We've seen them this season, but this is going to be a huge ball game. It seems like it's always a classic anytime Iowa and the Nittany Lions hook up. So that one should be fun. And of course, the big one, Carl. The big one, baby. I'm going to let you ask me about it. You know which big one I'm talking about.
You already know. And then you hear what Jalen Hurts had to say talking about
it. Jalen Hurts knows a big game. He's played in it.
In the Iron Bowl. Man, hush your mouth. You haven't played in this rivalry. We're talking about Texas OU.
About 45 points for each team, Brian.
He's played in huge games. He's played in national title games. He's played in SEC Conference Championship games. He's been on this stage. That's why I'm still perplexed why B.J. Foster would say, well, the guy better slide because he doesn't want to get hurt in this. Shut up! This dude has a ton of experience in the most precarious situations, the most hyped games you can imagine, and you're going to go and smack talk him? Yes, we love Texas OU. That's a huge game. The only thing comes close as far as how you have the 50-50 split is Georgia and Florida. But he hasn't seen this before. That's right. There's a lot of intensity coming to this ball game. The hatred. I'm not so sure Alabama hates Auburn as much as Texas hates OU and vice versa. I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe I'm wrong. But having never played in that one, I know there's animosity that lives there. But this one, man, it is something that's just totally, totally different. But Jalen Hurts is right. He's been in those big moments, and he's producing those big moments. I just wish my Longhorns would just be quiet. That being said, I think they're comparable. OU hasn't played anyone. Texas, of course, had the big one versus LSU when it came up just short. And they've got a wholesale changes on their defensive side with a bunch of young pups who are going to have to play well. They have so much attrition in the secondary. But I think they can hang with OU. But they've seen nothing like this Jalen Hurts kid. He reminds me of B.Y., one of those guys that's just out there toying with you. He runs so effortlessly. It looks like he's going in slow motion, but you can't lay a finger on it. So that's going to be the trick. If you can, one, stop the running game, which I think they can, and you can keep Jalen Hurts corral. And lastly, you know, this is the first big test for Alex Grinch, the new DC, his defense. Right now, he looked good on paper. Their opponents are only converting, you know, maybe not even a third of their fourth downs, or third downs, I should say. They're fifth in the nation. Let's just say that. Fifth in the nation in opponent's third down conversion. Texas is third offensively in converting on third down. So that's where the rubber meets the road, and it's going to come down to, you know, Ellinger. Can he affect change against this new Oklahoma defense?
It is Brian Jones, guys, from the SEC on CBS, and he does all the work for CBSSports.com as well. And he's always a blast on the WaitForIt.com hotline as we're live at Murph's getting ready for Game 5. All right, now that's all good and fine what you said there, but that's a conference that doesn't play a lick of defense. Let's go back to a conference, Brian, where we will get a national champion in the SEC. Let's talk about LSU. Now, ironically, LSU looks like a Big 12 team. Florida and LSU. Florida really did a great job in throwing some strange looks for Bo Nix from Auburn. Can Florida do the same against Joe Burrow?
That is so funny. They always say they play defense in the Big 12, and then Oklahoma posts how much on Georgia? 40-something in the Rose Bowl and 30-something on Bama, and last year the Orange Bowl. So you got to go up against these offenses on a weekly basis. I think you'll have a different perspective of about the bend, don't break mentality and still get out with a win. But you're right about LSU, man. They've always had talent at the wide receiver position. Just look at the NFL. It's always been there. They just haven't had anyone that could get it to them on a consistent basis or on any basis, really, to tell you the truth. And now they have Joe Burrow, who told me this summer that he didn't start really feeling comfortable in the old offense until the bowl game. And he showed up and showed out in that one. And now here he is in Joe Brady's, hybrid New Orleans Saints offense. And they really clicking and posting big numbers. But the big one, the reason they win this ball game is because their defense plays as well as they did last week versus Utah State. They did not play well at Vandy. They had about 18 missed tackles. You had some seniors on that team, upperclassmen like Delpit and Kalevon Chasen that pulled their guys aside and said, hey, we're going to have a walkthrough via position by position, and it's just going to be us dudes, no coaches. And so when you have that type of leadership, it lends itself to you being very, very successful. I like this LSU team. They don't have the guys that Auburn had up front, but I'm still going to give them the edge to win at home. Love what Florida's doing. Kyle Trask is a huge difference maker for that offense.
Brian Jones joining us here on Dukes and Bell. B, I want you to be honest about the dogs and Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
He's not dynamic, so he doesn't get the kind of love that some of these other quarterbacks are getting, but the kid is damn good. I mean, he's completing 70% of his passes. He's doing everything right, changing plays in line of scrimmage. But we have this conversation, and I want the national perspective, because when you guys watch him, the problem is it's like he's so efficient that he's not having these wow moments so people don't go, oh, Jake Fromm at Georgia, man, you got to watch him. That's not what people are saying around the country, but the kid is damn good.
I agree 100%, and I would take quietly being as good as he is and having that wow factor, you know, on an inconsistent basis. And he gets the job done. You wish you had 11 of those out there, someone who goes about his business, not worried about all the fanfare, who stays humble, and plays within himself, provides some leadership, provides a plays with confidence. You want a whole bunch of those guys out there. You don't need all the other histrionics. You just want someone that goes out there and takes care of his business. And that's what he does on a weekly basis. And he's happy doing it. And the team plays well around him. So why would you need more than that? That's just being greedy. I agree 100%. I think the nation knows that this guy is a damn good quarterback, and while he may not be a true dual threat and someone that can leave defenders in the dust, he gets the job done, and he's consistent and he's accurate, and that's all I want.
It's our Dog Report, College Football Report, brought to you by our buddies at Cool Ray. With you recognize the voice. If you don't, you should. It's Brian Jones, one of our favorite guests, talking pigskin. Hey, man, speaking of other quarterbacks that have played at Georgia, well, not so good for Easton and Washington, but Justin Fields looks amazing. I know you talked starting the conversation about Michigan's defense, but it's hard not to think Ohio State's got a quarterback that might even be more dynamic than Haskins this time around.
Yeah, oh, sure. I'm trying to remember if he had a rush TD last week, but going into last week's game, he had at least one pass and one rush TD in every game. And, yeah, this guy has performed well. Some hiccups last week versus a very good defense in Michigan State. And Michigan State, if their offense would find himself and play a little bit better, and you know, they could have hung in that ball game, because you recall it was, 16 yards in the first half, or first quarter they held Ohio State too. But yeah, I like this Fields kid. He's the antithesis to a guy like a Jake Fromm. He's gonna wow you. He's got that dual threat, true dual threat ability, and he's getting it done. And Ohio State, the key for them this year has been their defense. They've reclaimed that silver bullet moniker. They gave up chunks of yardage and tons of those chunk plays a season ago, and they've eliminated those for the most part this season. They're for real, and I can see why people would have them number one. I don't necessarily have them right at number one currently, but they're going to be in that number if they keep playing like they are. But Fields is damn good also.
Are you as amused by what Washington State's coach Mike Leach always is talking about? We were just playing a soundbite the other day. He's talking about cats and dogs. We had Mike and I analyzing cats and dogs. He was talking about mascots. He's always kind of just out there. And I don't know what they're going to do in the Pac-12. I don't think they're going to win it. But he's one of the most entertaining guys in the country, isn't he?
Well, he's definitely one of the most animated guys and goes off on a myriad tangents. I'm exhausted with his musings, and I said that last night on our Inside College Football show, and he's rubbed me the wrong way with his take on these new bills that are dropping. They had the one in California. I think they're named improperly, you know, Fair Play Act or Pay to Play Fair Act, right, or something of that sort. You got one of the congressmen here in Florida has just proposed one. I think South Carolina or North Carolina, they've got one that's coming on the books as well. So his take on that whole deal, and also how he called out his players after they lost to Utah, fat, dumb, and self-entitled. Well, hell, it starts at the top. You set the tone as far as the mentality of your football team, and you're charged with developing them from year to year. So if they're self-entitled, that's on you. What are you not doing right to make sure they earn each and everything they receive there in your football program? If they're fat, that's on your strength and conditioning coach. That being said, he needs to look in the mirror, because he's been preserving his beverages better than anyone here of late. And if they're dumb, well, coach them up, dude. You're supposed to be this air raid genius. How about you coach them up and get them smart? So I thought that was wrong. Those are things you say behind the scenes. I played for some tough coaches, guys that were back in the day would grab your face, Matt, talk about your mama and everything else. I'm not chickening out or chickening away from being coach tough, because I tell these kids all the time, when that coach stops getting on you, that's when you should be concerned. That means they don't see a future with you. There's no more potential there. So nothing wrong with getting on him, but I think he should have made those comments behind the scenes, not out in public, because it all falls back on him. You're the one that sets the tone for how this team is going to play and what their mindset's going to be moving forward.
Well, we always run into him down in Key West. We will straighten him out. Brian, we always love catching up, man. We will talk to you soon. I blame Squid Baby. We'll have you on in the next few weeks.
Hey, Brian, next time you're in town, man. Magic City on mic.
Oh, okay. Magic City on mic and hook 'em horns, baby.
No doubt, baby. We'll see you this weekend.
That's hey. Brian Jones, man, from CBS.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.